just coming back to some of the very simple tools that we've been practicing with this week, and maybe remembering how much our practice can build drop by drop, like this image of a water jar filling drop by drop, just by coming back. Coming back to the anchoring in the body, the holding of the earth, the rhythm of the breath, and the kind of gentle light of our own presence, the space of our own presence, which isn't judging, but can get to know from this grounded place what is happening. So there's something about practicing like this over and over and over again that deepens our heart, deepens our presence, deepens our anchoring. Whether we're sitting in formal meditation and we really have an extended time for practice, and the support of community, or whether we're standing in a queue, walking along the street, drinking a cup of tea, we can come back to this same sense of presence within. And as Paivi was saying yesterday, also open. We don't have to shut off the world, but to stay present in this centered listening that can respond. This opportunity for awake awareness, rootedness in our body, rootedness with the earth, which is also our community, is always here. And so taking the time this morning to just find in oneself how you anchor again, how you come to presence. If there's a lot of harshness or judging, we can come back to the earth holding us and remember we're held. Bring that gentleness in. With the settledness, we can start to explore what's happening now. So I'll just read a poem, which for me really helps to oil the heart. And set a tone. So this is by a nun called Rohini, who was one of the first nuns, and this is her poem of enlightenment. You don't become the cloth just because you put on robes. You don't turn into empty space just because you carry a bowl. The sun doesn't bow down. Trees don't throw flowers at your feet. Birds don't start answering when you call. The path will hold even the biggest mistakes. The path will make room for even your deepest regrets. But you become the cloth of the robe overnight. It can begin very quietly. something you barely even notice, like the touch of water on your skin, like a knife in a drawer, like the next 5 minutes, unless they're your last. The path isn't a line on a map. It's a great shining world. Enter wherever you like. You might get thrown back once or twice, but if you push through the outer layers, oh, my sisters and brothers, then you will know the true welcome that is the very essence of the path.